Japan. I'm working in the Tokyo Women Women's Foundation. The foundation was established by Tokyo Metropolitan Government, and I am one side in the governmental side, and I am also a member of Asian Women's Resource Centers. So between I am standing. So I think it is very important to connect the government side and the individual side. And so I'm here. And so my expectation to this training, of course, to gain the important literacy and my activity for ability, increase the ability for internet access. And so after workshop, my expectation was to make a network for the governmental side and to between NGO side. And so I plan for many lectures for internet literacy. And so,
good morning, everybody. My name is Bie. Spelling means it is written May, but my name is Mie. So I'm from Japan. So I am a staff of FEMNET. So I'm just started work with FEMNET group. So I don't know what they are doing exactly. Sorry. Anyway, and finally, they told me because we have to make national report of Beijing platform for action. So they need more staff. But also my country has very advanced computer skills, but my skill is so poor. I was selected. So this time, I have to study hard and I have to have any knowledge of computers. So, because my purpose is collecting all Asian information, and also I have to introduce all Asian information to Japanese organization. Honestly, we don't have not many NGO because normally our NGO is very poor, and also we have a lot of volunteer staff. Also, I was working Women's Japanese Center as an intern, so it's as volunteer because it's very hard to have fun. So this time, I'm very lucky to join to this meeting, and I do my best. So thank you.
My name is Tanaka, and I'm from Pakistan. I'm working in Shikata is a Women Resource Center. I'm working here as a librarian. I am here for, I want to learn more things, and I want to increase my knowledge of internet and tools of internet. I want to, after that training, I want to develop a website for my organization and train my colleagues.
Thank you. I should begin by apologizing for the late.
Your name?
Good morning, ladies, but maybe no gentlemen. Maybe only all women here.
Your name?
My name is Selina. Oh. I'm from Cambodia, working for International Human Rights Law Group. Mm-hmm. International Human Rights Law Group in DC, and they have the field office in Cambodia. In the field office, we work to build the capacity of six local partner NGO who is focusing on women and minorities. And we have the plan to put internet in order to serve our partner NGO in accessing information about women. So I came here. Yes, my expectation is to learn more about internet technology in increasing capacity of assisting the partner NGO and in accessing the information in the world and in the Asia and in the world also. Yes. So thank you.
Hello to everybody. I'm from India. My name is Abhita. I'm working in an organization called National Alliance of Women called NAWU. We grassroots women for women as well as the government for political lobbies and all that thing. My expectation is that I'm a computer maintenance person. My expectation is that I will learn more and lobby with those women who don't know anything and improve their knowledge. Thank you.
You have to introduce yourself.
Yeonju,
yes.
Yeonju and the research installation.
Yes, we need somebody.
This is Yeonju from Korean Women's Development Institute. And the KWDI is, I can say it's the biggest research institute in Korea. And we undertake research and studies on every field and women's issues. And actually, I'm a librarian. I'm in charge of managing Women's Information Resource Center. And why I'm here, and last year, I was in Philippines, Manila, and I think at the time in five or six organizations, and two from Japan and one from Korea, and maybe two from Filipino, and AOR was there, and we gathered, and then at the time the AOR was created. I think even the organizers never expect that the AOR flourish like this and organize workshop like this. But so the reason that why we're here, and I want to participate at the process of developing international regional networking. My concern is that kind of networking is very, very exciting things, and to and also the expectation is to learn new skills and developing a regional networking for exchange and sharing of information. And what we plan to after the workshop, I think we should help AWORK and give energy AWORK to organize a huge workshop next year.
Okay, you are.
Let's stop that. Yeonju, the mangoes.
Hello, we really welcome you. This, our organization is Asian Pacific Women's Information Center. Our goal is we are actually a technical and information communication.
It's turning into a joke.
We are supporting women to utilize computer technology to improve their status. That's our main goal. And so we are, in a way, in this university, we have a lot of computers. And so we have lots of training programs. We need some kind of assistance, you know, we will help you. So we are technical, and the inside of the content issues, our sister organization, Research Institute of Asian Women, so they are doing lots of research and training for the last 40 years.
Good morning. Nice to meet you. I can't speak English directly, so I prepared some comments, but I am on half of the Sojain who is working in homepage Asian Fem in Center for Asian Women. So I'll briefly introduce our research center. Before introduce our center, I am myself. My name is Yeongnam Kim. My major is sociology and women's studies. Working on researcher in our center and lecture and studying women's studies and women's policy in welfare state and sociology. Let me introduce our center. Our organization is established 1960. It's very old, right? our center objectivity is main branch is seven. First is conducting academic affairs and exchange programming of international studies and publishing English journal. Do you know Asian Woman? Yeah. And research project and printing research materials and providing homepage. We are preparing to demonstrate our homepage in Asian Fem this Saturday. Do you remember the schedule? And Asian Fem is, I think, is very popular in Asian women. I think. And managing UNESCO chair program is Ujongji APV. After this meeting, our version.
Let me tell you one more thing. Because here we have lots of different women issues, and there's technical people support you. So actually, what we want to expect from this is with the women issues, how efficiently they can communicate and they can raise their issues. So to get your goal, utilizing mailing systems or whatever communication technology. So that's what here our purpose, I think. And that's the main purpose for Beijing Plus 5. And another thing I want to tell you is here you are in a campus, it's a women's university. So you are back to, campus as a college student. So you act young and think young and study hard.
And also, because I'm a young professor in computer science and teaching artificial intelligence, and so here you are, our students, you should follow my instructions. No smoking and no liquor drinking. But you know, while you are studying and improving yourself, you know, you will have lots of fun. So being young and then, you know, having fun here. Okay. One more step.
Hello, I'm Justina Curtis from Melbourne, Australia, which is sort of part of Asia. Our government tells us that we're part of the Asia training block, but I'm really excited about Asia Women's Resource Exchange. I became involved in the project in April when the trainers met together to plan for this workshop. In Melbourne, I work with C2O, which stands for Community Communications Online. C2O is now the Association of Progressive Communications, APC, provider in Australia. I also help run a small web production studio. We do cultural and commercial projects. And I also work at the local university in the distributed learning systems team, which is looking at ways to make course materials, like university courses available online in the most accessible way possible. My knowledge in internet technologies is mainly self-taught, and I have some wonderful people that I've worked with for around 4 years to thank, who've helped teach me things and encouraged me to learn. I'm really for public access and resource sharing because hands-on is how you learn, and when you're excited about it, you want to share, and that's a very good thing. So let's have fun this week.
My name is Bai. B-I.
Very Florence.
Nice. No.
Florence.
I have a longer name, Florence, but I don't look like a Florence. I work for ICIS International Manila. I am systems administrator and web developer for ICIS. I also have developed the website of AWORK. But like Justina, and I think like a lot of women I know who work with computers, I'm not trained formally. So I learned the technology hands-on. And also, I think like Justina, it's very, I owe a number of people also for what I know. So it is, I think, I feel that it is my, to say thank you to people who have taught me and helped me, the only way for me to thank those people is also to help other women. And there's no way I can teach those people who taught me because they know more. So, no, that's a joke. But, I've already introduced myself in a mailing list, but I guess perhaps some of you were not on the list before. So, yeah. I am a mother of 2 children, an 11-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy. I see someone sort of like, Yes. And why I have this hair, head, it's a secret, no, I'll tell you later. So my, you know, my, why we're here, why I'm here? I'm here because ISIS told me to come here. No. I'm here because, not only because I'm a staff of ISIS and ISIS is a member of the Asian Women's Resource Exchange, but I'm here also because, as I said, the only way I can say thank you to the people that have helped me is to also pass on whatever I learned, pass it on to other women, other people actually. So my expectations of the training is, aside from that, that we learn something, or is of course para that we have. There's a saying in when I was an activist in college, we have this saying, don't let your education, don't let your schooling get in the way of your education. So I hope we have fun while learning and learn to have fun for a change. Because I know a lot of us, like Rina, she spends a lot of time in the field. Of course, it's also fun in the field. I was also a rural organizer before. But this is a different fun, I hope. So what we plan to do after the workshop, I hope to see many of you after the workshop. If not face to face, but online. I hope we can continue the what we started in our mailing list, AWORK, MET 99.
I'm Yukika. I'm a nationality Japanese. I think I just came here from the cyberspace. I don't know where I go. I get to work somewhere on the cyberspace. So my, these days I really don't know where I belong. But anyway, who we are, I'm part of the network that was formed, explained by Machiko and Mie. I'm a volunteer, full-time volunteer with an organization called JCNet. JCNet is part of the APC, Association for Progressive Communication, that Justina just explained. So we are one of the node in Japan as a non-profit internet service provider. So we had a project together with this women's group. It's called FemNet. And we have, I counted yesterday, it was like 111 Japanese activist women in the mailings. And I know that Nani has a one in Bahasa Indonesia. She's got 135 people on it, so we're less than the Indonesian network. But this is a network of women's, Japanese women's network, and talking in Japanese, and planning and doing things together. So I'm here as part of AWORK. Actually, I was brought into AWORK as interpreter, so I warn you, people who are here as interpreters, you're prone to get into this. And also the technical people. I was a technical interpreter last year. Now I'm here as organizer. So, watch out. So, well, that means, I think it means that women's movement are really now networking. And this is becoming a very strong need. And we're intensively networking. So you just can't say I'm technical or I'm interpreter, but just have to jump in. That's the situation. I think I'm very happy about that. And for the FemNet, what we're doing is that because of this Beijing Platform for Action and the review that's coming up, then there's a national process that goes, and in Japan we also have a national process, and three members from the FemNet were already there and trying to put together a report on the 12 critical issues. So three of them among the 12 are there. So we said, why don't we just support the network and get the information out? So that is one of the projects we're having. We like to link it up with AWORK. Well, I haven't briefed Mia enough yet, but she's here to be briefed, and we're here to think about that together with you people. And we'll be having a website in Japanese, but we also want to make yours, everybody's. So we would have your information exposed to Japanese people, and we like to have our information exposed from your side. And I'm not only looking at English. We are very happy if we have some kind of capacity to have materials translated from Japanese into Bahasa, Indonesia, or Tagalog, or whatever the language, Malay, have some those sort of a multicultural type of exchange. That's something that one of the things we're aiming for. It's going to take a long time. But in that context, I really would like to follow Kai's recommendation that we like to keep in touch after this training and also expand it to other people to have a more interesting network.
Information Center, and now actually I'm studying computer science, and I'm working for APWINC as a database administration and web servers and so many smart things in office. Well, actually, the Professor Kim as my teacher and my advisor, and I'm in between my doctoral courses and. In fact, I'm your first trainer from 1 o'clock. my name is Boon Hyunjung, and please call me Boon or Hyunjung or Jenny, as you like.
Jenny.
I really hope that you really enjoy the time in my school and having fun and get really big advantages from our school. And see you again soon. Thank you.
I'm from APWINC. I'm supporting the technical part. And I really hope a great homepage. So I want to, Friday, I want to create a homepage you will make. So, DJ Bar. Thank you.
actually, beginning June 24, 25, another group of women, Korean women, will be having a training similar to our training. And Wonson is the main trainer in that other group. So two groups actually, parallel training, women's electronic networking are happening this week. And we will meet, actually we will get to meet other players on Saturday. So we are, this is a real hub, a real hub.
Okay. My name is Chandra Garcia Ramiro. I'm from ICT International Media. I'm the program manager of the Resource Center Information Program. ICIS is currently the coordinator of framework. And on Saturday, AWORK will be meeting as a network. ICT International is committed to the Beijing Review to provide regionally information and communication. So that will be up to June 2000. Later on, I will discuss with you the whole review process, and there will be material that will be available. I'm 38 years old. I've been with ICIS for the last 4 years. This is my 5th year now. I have a 3-year-old son who is going to school for the first time. Okay, just this is trivia.
Did you go to school with your son?
Yeah, my son is going to a community for learners, no computer education, which is good. Yeah. Anyway, there are now 27 of us. Yeah, 27 participants from 11 countries. Give you a breakdown, huh? South Asia, we have 4. Southeast Asia, we have 3. East Asia, we have this 11. So you can see the... Well, I think it also reflects, no, that there's more also more advanced information technology. We have 2 from Cambodia, and we have 5 regional organizations, plus 2 from UN and intergovernmental groups. So that's the number of participants. Demography of the training.
What's up? I guess we're all hungry now. We're thirsty. Actually, which is fine because we're supposed to have a tea break. But before we leave, before we go, behind that tea break, coffee or tea break, it's only 15 minutes. So, fourth floor. So we go back after 15 minutes and then we continue with the program. We can have 2 cups if you want, but 2 another cup. We can trade. We'll come back here. Yeah, we'll come back here after.
What's happening now? Lunch?
Coffee break.
Okay.